Hello, my name is Taylor, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, and I would like to ask a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation, state, and local communities. Yes. May I speak with John?
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. All right, so that would be a yes.
I have food coming, but I'll wait. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, what was that?
They're going to ring my phone to access when my food comes, but go ahead.
Oh, all right. Well, first of all, are you registered to vote as a Democrat in New Jersey?
I'm not, listen to me. I was a Democrat from 17 years old. In 1970, and I know politics. I got relatives in politics. My brother was a mayor. My brother-in-law was high up. I will never, never, ever vote for a Democrat again. From 1970, from McGovern to Clinton to Biden, this last guy ruined the country. And I'm still basically involved. I still have my title as a Democrat. I will never vote. They better change their party. You don't let all these immigrants in? You just don't. Because who's going to pay for it? Me. And everybody. And you want to know why? It's nice and it's humane that you let everybody in. But and you give them jobs. You think they're going to make enough money that they're not going to be able to get poverty money, money for electric, money. They're not. We're going to pay for it. So when they change their tune, and I am 72, I doubt it. Again, my father, my grandfathers, and when I voted for the first time in 1972, my father, he walked in and he was a Democrat for life. He says, the Liberal Party is going to kill this party. And again, I'm in Hudson County. So, you know,
all right.
That's probably what you're asking. Probably what you're asking for. This guy ruined everybody else. And I believe in helping people and all. They ruined it. They really think they're going to get all these people in. They're going to get them Social Security numbers. And if you go to many places, you can get it done. And they're not going to. They're not going to put. They need boatloads. You need the Army and the Navy to load all these people back onto military ships and bring them back. And then force the Chinese and all these states. And if you don't let us in, we're going to put them on rafts and float them to shore.
Oh, all right. Well, I think your opinions are very important to kind of share in this survey because you seem to kind of have a lot of opinions about that. But kind of like the first question to really be able to share
all
your
right.
opinions, there if you're registered to vote as a Democrat in New Jersey, that's kind of just like the first question. So would you say that? Like,
I like Tammy Murphy. I do more than her husband. But again,
right.
It's the Democratic Party. It's the party. It's not the individuals. I have no problem with McGreevy, even though the stuff he went to. It's the party. It's Schumer. It's the elegant people on top. And one of my relatives is high up there. So I hear
all
it right. all. I hear it all the time.
All right.
It's
well, in this survey,
go ahead.
We talk about.
I'll answer this. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Well, like as the survey goes on, we do talk more about like some individuals instead of like the Democrat Party as a whole.
You
so
got it.
We kind of have to answer this first question though. So the first question is: are you registered to vote as a Democrat in New Jersey?
Yes, I am.
All right. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the Democratic primary elections for president, U.S. Senate, Congress, and local offices
no.
in June?
No, I'm not. No.
All right.
And I'm familiar with Menendez, who was married to Musto's daughter, and then he screwed him and stuck to it. My family's been so involved with this. I feel bad for the son. I won't vote. I wouldn't vote for him, but I feel bad for him.
All right. Well, we're sorry, but the quota you qualify for has been filled. But just thank you so much for your time and for explaining kind of your opinion.
And just remember, and my father, oh, my God, he came out of the Navy, and he says, John, he says, I'm voting for Nixon. And me coming out of college at that time, I said, I can never vote for McGovern, Dad. He says, and then we walked in, he said, I got to vote for Anderson. But no, son, I would vote for Nixon today over any of the Democrats for the last 40 years. They're not gonna,
right.
I hope they change this thing. This country is ruined. We're
all
gonna
right.
lose our sovereignty.
All right.
Have a good day, ma'am. I wish you well. God bless you.
All right. Thank you so much. Have a good day.